I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a banana bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and the White House says President Trump was diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency. The persistent president underwent vascular testing, and results were within normal limits, according to the White House doctors. That condition occurs when veins in the legs are impaired. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel has more on treatments for the common condition.
We want to make sure that the underlying cause is not something really serious. So it is important for people out there to go and get checked out by a doctor if you have swelling and it doesn't go away. And simple changes such as wearing compression socks, elevating your feet, or getting some exercise and walking around can reduce and improve symptoms.
In Maine, police say a 17-year-old is under arrest in connection with the murder of Sunshine Stewart. She's the paddleboarder who went missing earlier this month and was later found dead on the remote island of Crawford Pond. The Commerce Department showing retail sales rose better than expected, 0.6% in June after May's drop of 0.9%. This is ABC News. Top Trump administration leaders taking a tour of San Francisco's notorious Alcatraz prison today. That facility has been closed for decades, but could be reopened under President Trump.
Before the first public boats of the day arrived for tours of Alcatraz, Attorney General Pam Bondi and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum took a tour around the island in front of a hand-chosen camera crew. President Trump has talked about reopening Alcatraz, and Congress is expected to introduce a bill to end environmental protections of the historic island and to take away National Park Service control of it. Some estimates put the cost of refurbishing the island and building a new prison at a minimum of $250 million. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Commerce Department showing retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% in June after May's drop of 0.9%. Sales for clothing and accessories, along with health and personal care, saw an uptick. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry in to our Summer Favorite Sale starting tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A fall feel today with partly cloudy skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. And then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. Need a new bathroom? Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. One of the two girls involved in the Slender Man stabbing from 2014 is set to be released. Waukesha County Judge Scott Wagner approved a release plan for now 22-year-old Morgan Geiser. Then 12-year-old Geiser, along with 12-year-old Anissa Wire, repeatedly stabbed a classmate to please the Slender Man, an internet urban legend. Both were found not competent and sentenced to mental health treatment. Wire was previously allowed release. Geiser's original release plan was shelved because she would live too close to the victim. A falling steel beam causes a scare in downtown Milwaukee. Ted Allen has more.
Tuesday, the beam slipped out of a crane harness during the topping off ceremony for what will become the Nature and Culture Museum of Wisconsin. That beam was being hoisted to the fifth floor of the 100-foot-high structure and fell just feet away from a worker. No one was injured, no damage was reported, and the beam was later installed successfully.
That's Ted Allen. I'm Raymond Neupert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ready for an unforgettable summer experience? Join us for 1 week endless possibilities as EAA AirVenture Oshkosh returns July 21st through the 27th. Explore thousands of aircraft, experience world-class daily air shows, two-night air shows with fireworks that light up the sky, and celebrate the spirit of aviation with people from around the world. Get your tickets now at eaa.org/tickets and join us for the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Stars and Stripes and Summer Nights during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee. Hear the roar of the engines at the Red Cedar Speedway with late model racing Thursday and Friday night and the NTPA Tractor Pull on Saturday. Enjoy the great fair food and all the rides with Spectrum Carnival. Don't forget about all the animal exhibits, too. It's rides, food, animals, and fun during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee. Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. And Anabas Silo, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Dunn County Emergency Management is asking residents to take a preparedness survey. The survey will help Dunn County Emergency Management set priorities and goals for training, equipment, planning, and emergency response. Survey results will also support updates to Dunn County's hazard mitigation plan. Dunn County residents are encouraged to contact Emergency Management in person or visit the Dunn County Emergency Management Facebook page to take that survey. Western Wisconsin State Senator Jeff Smith and Eau Claire Representative Jody Emerson have introduced a bill that would restore the $1.9 million in funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program that was removed from the recently passed state budget. The bill is in response to the announcement of the closing of the homeless veterans facilities in Chippewa Falls and in Green Bay on Tuesday. According to Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoey, even if the bill would pass now, the closing of both facilities is most likely a done deal, and only Union Grove will remain open.
I think probably this is a done deal because we've already started placing these residents in other facilities. I think what it would mean is that in Chippewa Falls, we could move forward with that other proposal that we were working on, and we could have another facility up and running within a year or so, maybe. Green Bay, a little more problematic. We rent the property there, and we had been having trouble finding an appropriate or place, another bigger space. We need more beds there to make the program work efficiently and financially.
Hoey says that a Legislative Fiscal Bureau note during the budget process showed that $3 million was actually needed to keep all three locations open for the next budget cycle. The Miracle League of the Chippewa Valley is reporting damage by unauthorized individuals on their ball field.
The organization provides children living with disabilities the opportunity to play baseball at Miracle League Field without facing physical or social barriers. The field was specially designed to allow for that, but reportedly suffered substantial damage during use by folks who were unauthorized to be on the diamond. Miracle League says that they've come close to having to cancel games due to those issues. Anyone who sees unauthorized individuals on the field when the gates are locked is encouraged to report the incident. Bond has been set for $10,000 for a defendant charged in a shooting incident at a lacrosse park. Police responded to Pettibone Park Tuesday with reports someone firing a gun. 40-year-old Jared Duddles was taken into custody and has been charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
The U.S. Department of Education has frozen grants to school districts across the country, and the Durand, Arkansas School District is no exception. According to Superintendent Ryan Nelson, funding for Title I programs has not been affected yet, but it's the other title programs that have been affected. Nelson says the district could lose $100,000.
That's a pretty large chunk of money for our school district, nearly $100,000. That is money that has been built into that budget already. The unfortunate thing is that we really didn't receive any advanced warning. And when I say we, I mean just K-12 as a whole, these funds may or may not be available to us. So that's a decent chunk of money that we use, particularly those title funds are used to support kids that are most in need of additional support through our title programming.
Wisconsin has joined 20 other states in suing the federal government over the freezing of those grant funds. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in the town of Hale Tuesday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, 23-year-old Rayanne Hamilton was traveling southbound on Highway 53 when she fell asleep, left the roadway, and crashed into a tree. Hamilton was transported to the hospital with minor injuries. A Wisconsin nurse has been convicted after pleading no contest to charges stemming from an incident involving a patient in Pierce County. Authorities began investigating after the 2022 death of a 62-year-old man. The medical examiner took note that one of the man's feet had been amputated, though records show permission for that procedure was never given. Mary Kay Brown of Durand was convicted on charges of negligently abusing patients, no harm, and it will face possible discipline from the Board of Nursing. She was fined also $443. Eau Claire Transit is launching the newest addition to its transportation services next Tuesday. The Northern Light is described as an on-demand, curb-to-curb flexible transportation option. Its attached mobile app would match riders with the routes of other riders, allowing for an efficient shared trip for the same price as a bus ticket. The option begins operations at 6:45 a.m. until 6:45 p.m., Monday through Friday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chenfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chenfit Smith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chenfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
A historic Dairy Queen in Rochester is reopening this week. The fast food business opened for the very first time in 1947, but was closed last spring and then sold. The Dairy Queen will start selling cones only to help the staff ease into the operations. It's hoped it will move into selling the full menu by the end of the week. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Priests poised for playoffs. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things people love.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At the Glen, the thrill isn't just on the track. It's in the heart of every fan. This August, a Full Throttle Festival comes to upstate New York. Camp under the stars, then witness the brightest stars of NASCAR battle for a crucial playoff spot. This is racing. This is the best weekend of your summer. This is the Glen. NASCAR weekend at Watkins Glen, August 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
Ryan Preece is just 3 points below the cut line with 6 races to go before the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs begin. The RFK Racing driver has yet to crack the top 10 at Dover Motor Speedway, but the Connecticut native understands the Monster Mile's unique high-banked concrete oval.
When you drop into the banking, going into turn one and turn three, there's a lot of character there. You need a lot of stability and a lot of commitment, so it just goes hand in hand. It's also a track that as rubber lays, it widens out and creates, depending on how sunny it is or whatnot, the potential for a really good race.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
There's a 5-way tie for the lead at the Open Championship at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Matt Fitzpatrick, Jacob Olsen, Christian Besaidenhout, and Hatong Lee are in the clubhouse after 4-under-67s. Harris English also at 4-under through 17. There's a handful of golfers at 3-under par, including world number one Scottie Scheffler. He fired an opening round 68 today. Defending champion Xander Schauffele finished his opening round at even par. Packers rookies report for training camp tomorrow with the veterans in next week. The official first day of training camp set for next Wednesday. Brewers get the second half of their season rolling tomorrow night in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Neither team is named a starting pitcher for the series opener. Brewers just a game behind the Cubs in the Central Division race. NBA Summer League in Las Vegas winding down. The Bucks 1-3. They'll close out their 5-game slate against Miami tomorrow. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming to you from the Fleet Farm Studio. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says, "The heat is getting to those walleyes, but he's got a technique that is a surefire, and I'll tell you what it is. But first..."
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says that if you want to catch walleyes after the heat of summer starts sending them into a tightly schooled scenario and toughens up the bite, then you got to be patient, but you don't want to wait too long. You want to catch fish. So what you do is you search out a school of walleyes, you find them on your sonar, and then you drop down a live bait rig. You want to use a leech, but it has to be a lively leech. You want something that is wiggling. It's got to be lively, live bait. If you're using a minnow, you better use one that's swimming hard. And that is what is going to generate a bite when nothing else does. And you might have to sit there and wait it out. Keep that bait in front of those fish. Sometimes it takes a little bit of coercion to get those fish to bite, and that means sending down an easy meal, something that is very delectable because it's moving, and something that they will eventually just have to bite. It's really all about the bait. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A fall feel today with partly cloudy skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. And then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. Need a new bathroom? Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Breaking down what we see within this corn and soybean markets, and I know that there's been a lot of issues we've been talking about this week, including pollination. But add to it, let's talk a little weather and talk about what's happening with high fructose corn syrup, how that's all weighing in today. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. Jeff Peterson joins us today. He is with Heartland Farm Partners, and let's just kind of look at the markets in general. As you look at the corn and the soybeans at this point, what is it looking like?
Well, as you sit back and kind of take that 30,000 foot view, you know, we've had a little bit of strength in this market, but I know corn is under a little bit of pressure today, but overall this market's bouncing. But overall, I still think we're kind of in a downtrend market here, Susan. And if we look at what are the speculative traders up to, well, the funds are still short on the corn side. They kind of bounce back and forth of being short and being long on the soybean side. And overall, everybody, we're entering that time of year where once we get past the 4th of July, we transition. Everybody's really watching, okay, how's pollination going? And for the most part, pollination's going pretty well. There are a few problems out there in places, so it by no means was a perfect pollination, but I think it was good enough to be able to still set us up for a really good crop. And then as we move through the pollination stage, then the market's looking very closely and saying, okay, how's your early ear fill looking? And in some areas, we definitely are getting along at that pace. But as of right now, you know, the focus is really on the weather and also focusing on those trade deals too, or lack of them in some cases. And ultimately, what all does that mean? And I think as a result, we've had some talk of maybe a little bit of a, you know, warmer conditions out there. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, but that's given this market a little bit of bounce and caused basically some of the speculative traders to want to buy back a few of their shorts. But in order to see that continue, though, you know, we're going to have to see them want to buy back more, and that takes them to have information in the market that they think that will reward them for doing that. And so far right now, I just don't think we've got a lot of that yet.
You know, Jeff, I've seen some pictures popping up on X that growers are sharing of their corn ears, and there's definitely a lot of missing kernels on some of these ears. So pollination concern sounds like something that's going to just continue to ramp up.
Yeah, there's some of those talk out there, and you hear different reasons, you know, for it. Some are talking about some rapid growth, which may have given us, you know, just the leaves in around that tassel being really tight. And in certain areas, it's showing up, you know, in certain states under certain hybrids. And even though I think it's very unfortunate if it happens to happen on your farm, I don't think we know enough about the extent of that problem to know whether it's going to have, you know, any impact on our national yield. If I was to have to make a decision on that at this point, I don't think it will. It could make some difference maybe in some local areas, and that might have an impact on basis. But overall, though, I think we had good enough conditions on the pollination side that I think we're going to come through okay.
And who would ever think? I mean, you and I are talking the 17th of July, where the morning high was 66 degrees. We've had great growing weather for this crop and some decent rains that have moved in with it as well.
Oh, we really have. And that's the big thing we've seen here is that as you look at the crop condition, this crop is rated very well, holding on well. The soybean crop had an increase in conditions this past week. So everybody's looking at what the trend line yields, the 181 on the corn and the 52.5 on the soybeans. And they're starting to bump those yields up. And not so much yet on the bean side. We know we've got some time yet, but they are bumping them up on the corn side. And I think that's warranted at this point. The market, as we look at where prices are at, is definitely trading a number much bigger than the 181 based on where prices are at today. And based on what we've got for weather, you know, we do have some warmer conditions coming at us, but overall, we're setting pretty good on precip overall.
So the president said that there was an agreement that was being made with Coca-Cola in regards to going to sugarcane, sugar beets, not using high fructose corn syrup. Should that make the corn industry nervous?
Well, I think it's one of those types of things we file away in the back of our mind. I mean, if we kind of size it up, how big of a deal is that? Well, if all the corn use that was going to high fructose corn syrup was stopped, well, that's about 410 million bushels. Now, in particular with Coca-Cola, if Coca-Cola just stopped it across all their product lines, the last estimate I've seen says that that would be a reduction of about 91 million bushels of demand. So it is important. We're going to have to keep watching it. You know, to have them do this and stop the high fructose corn syrup, that would be, you know, consistent with what this current administration's one to do with, you know, make America healthy again. But, you know, we'll have to watch that going forward.
What do you think is for demand right now for corn?
Demand's actually holding up, you know, well. Crush demand on the soybean side, and I know you asked me about corn, but over on the crush demand does good on the bean side. Switching back over to corn, ethanol demand's good. Margins are good enough in here right now that we're running ahead of pace on the amount of corn that's going into ethanol. And on the exports, export numbers this morning weren't very good, you know, a little bit over 90,000 metric tons. But overall, we only need about 40,000 metric tons to hit the number. I still think there's room probably in future reports and the WASD reports based on, you know, kind of our pace we're at on exports. We could actually see maybe exports go up another 25, 30 million. And feed demand's holding in solid. I know we don't have the cattle numbers, but we're actually feeding them heavier, so we know that takes a little bit more grain.
And we're going to start to see that pressure coming out of Brazil as well with their corn crop.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Depending on which agency out of South America you listen to, you know, Ag Rural's reporting that they're about 40% harvested on their safrinha corn crop. Last year, they'd have been probably pushing somewhere closer to 70%. Crop had really good conditions to finish. It is a little bit wetter as a result of that. So far, really, we've stayed very competitive. The United States has stayed competitive with South America, but that will be changing here. They're finally getting to a point where they've got enough harvested that will take care of their domestic needs, and then there'll be more bushels that will be looking for, you know, export demand as they go forward from there. So we're going to see some bigger competition. And I also don't think we've seen the biggest, you know, numbers yet on production out of South America. I think the numbers will go up yet on that safrinha crop.
So do we need to be thinking about anything marketing plan-wise, Jeff, as we move forward with this crop?
Yeah, I think where we're sitting right now, a lot of people are undersold on the old crop and also on the new crop side. On this little bit of a bounce we're having in here, I do think we're going to need to use it at some point in here to make some additional sales on both the old and the new crop.
Lots of factors we looked at. Thanks so much, Jeff Peterson, joining us today. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the Thursday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Local markets from Thursday at Alcivia Duran, 62, August 365, New Crop 361, Cash Beans 937, August 942, and New Crop 937. Big River Resources, Boyceville, Cash Corn 386, August 380, September 378, and New Crop 371. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, Cash Corn 390, August 388, and New Crop 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, Cash Corn 367, New Crop 371, Cash Beans 951, New Crop 956. Allied Cooperative Blair, Cash Corn 367, New Crop 371, Cash Beans 933, New Crop 941. Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn at 384, August 384, September 377, New Crop 382. Cash and August Beans, 982, September 957, New Crop 957. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn and August Corn 363, New Crop 368. cash and new crop beans at 960. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 220 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 220, market cows 119 to 160, bulls 150 to 198, calves 410 to 1500, beef steers 177 to 555, Holstein steers 192 to 427. Sheep markets, light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 75 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 110 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 243, finished beef heifers 230 to 242, finished dairy steers 205 to 230, market cows 120 to 134, market bulls 145 to 214. Hog markets, market hogs 70 to 95.50, light sows at 76 to 83.50, heavy sows 79 to 86, boars 40 to 48. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PureCab, cost-saving reusable chemical cabin air filters for tractors. PureCab, enjoy clean cabin air. The slowdown in farm country continues to impact machinery makers, as data released last week from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers showed ongoing weakness, specifically for larger tractors and combines. I'll have the details after this.
Spraying means exposure to chemicals. But are you protected inside your cabin? I'm back with Brett Jansen, CEO of PureCab. Brett, what makes your filters different?
Our filters use activated carbon, Mike, and that's the only proven system that actually absorbs chemical vapors. PureCab filters are USA tested, proven up to 11 times safer, and we offer more than 1,400 models to fit every tractor cabin.
And they're reusable too, right?
Yes, that's the key. They're built to last, more cost-effective than OEM filters, and you can even recharge them to extend their life. Farmers can save thousands while breathing safe air.
It's good for health and good for the budget. Where should folks go?
Visit purecab.com to find the right filter, and farmers can buy at shoopparts.com.
Thanks, Brett. That's Brett Jansen, CEO of PureCab. Enjoy clean cabin air with PureCab chemical cabin filters. Well, the Association of Equipment Manufacturers released their June 2025 tractor and combine sales report last week, and it showed mixed signals for the machinery market. While sales of smaller tractors did improve slightly month over month, overall demand for larger units and combines remains in a tailspin. Total farm tractor sales dropped just about 4.5% compared to a year earlier, with nearly 22,000 units sold in 2025 versus 23,000 in June of 2024. Notably, the under 40 horsepower tractor sales category was only off 1%, and the 40 to 100 horsepower segment fell about 2%, signaling perhaps a mild recovery in the utility and subcompact classes. But bigger equipment continues to lag. Sales of two-wheel drive tractors above 100 horsepower plunged 30% last month, and four-wheel drive tractor sales dropped 42%, with just 178 units sold in June of this year, compared to more than 300 a year ago. Combine sales were similarly bleak. Only 259 units moved in June. That's down almost 45% from 2024. Year-to-date combine sales through June are down 43.5%, with only 1,500 combines sold this year versus 2,600 during the first half of 2024. Looking at year-to-date performance through June, total tractor sales are nearly 11% lower compared to a year ago, with heavy declines on those higher horsepower models. 100-plus horsepower machines down 26% and four-wheel drive tractors down almost 40%. What's driving the softness? Industry analysts point to rising interest rates, tight equipment financing, and conservative farm investment strategies as farmers hold back.
For farmers, this means if you're looking to update your fleet size, it could be a buyer's market on larger units. Heavy-duty tractor inventory appears ample, giving dealers some price flexibility. I'll be back with more after this.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Well, according to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, the market for smaller tractors might be starting to improve, but larger tractors and combines are still struggling in this market. With double-digit sales declines continuing for those two categories, the data suggests many farmers are going to be willing to run a machine that's a little older this year. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Pure Cab. Cabin filters to fit every tractor. Find yours at purecab.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A fall feel today with partly cloudy skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. And then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. Need a new bathroom? Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I've been called a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am when I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. A strong heart and a willing hand, that's a secret to my success. A good woman, I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord, I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get in. Got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. I
thank the bank for the money, thank God for you.
Now, I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. And does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Him crazy, cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find it, the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, he hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. And he don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one. Him crazy, cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'll be the first to call, baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up,
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Meet me down at the railroad tracks. I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado and I'm iced down a six pack. Ow. Hey Daisy, don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, won't you see me go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby, a picking wildflowers. Hey, baby,
Mother Nature is waiting, and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating, yeah. Dive in like honeybees. Baby, watch your stereo, picking wild flowers. Got a smart way back in the woods. We'll sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby. I'm picking wild flowers.
Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fried.
We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDM.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you. You won't be surprised. It happens every time. It's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Starting when you said hello. Did something to me, and I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You take the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it, and all of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And I'm speechless, staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, you can read my mind. 'Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. You're standing there in that dress. Girl, it ain't a secret. 'Cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, 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 I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Oh, you know it, babe.
Daddy's come around to mama's way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything's better on the home button now. They're meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping. Yeah, the daddy's come around to mama's way of thinking. Daddy used to go out every night with his friends, and mama stayed home taking care of the kids. Daddy didn't mind the way it was arranged. To his way of thinking, it didn't seem strange. Then one night mama met him at the door, 'cause the key in his hand didn't work anymore. Mama said more than the locks have changed, there's a new set of rules for this old game. Yeah, daddy's come around way of thinking. No more staying out all night of drinking. Everything
is through. He's even done the dishes a time or two. Late last night when the lights were low, Daddy told Mama, I love you so. Early this morning, Mama said to him, you just might get to be a daddy again. Yeah, Daddy's come around, Mama's saying thank you. No more staying out all night of drinking. And everything's better on the home front now than meeting in the middle, working it out. He finally figured out he's got something worth keeping.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House says President Trump was noticing mild swelling in his lower legs, and doctors who evaluated the 79-year-old diagnosed him with a condition called chronic venous insufficiency. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt called it a common condition for people over 70. ABC News medical